Hey, community, this is Dr. Hugh coming at you, and today I have a super, super powerful protocol. And if you're out there listening to this, who should listen to this? Anyone that's had a sinus infection, if you've ever had a sinus infection in the past, this video is for you. And at the end of the video or towards the end, I'm going to go over a very, very important protocol. Now, if you've ever taken antibiotics for sinus infections, this is a critical watch for you. Now, if you've taken fluoroquinolones, the antibiotics for sinus infections, if you've taken Cipro, Levaquin, Flagyl, Bactrim, any kind of antibiotic for a sinus infection, you're going to want to watch this. Because what I've seen clinically over 25 years of clinical experience is when people have sinus infections, especially chronic sinus infections or chronic sinus infections in the past, is their sinus infections has not totally cleared up. And this can lead to brain fog, brain fatigue, migraine headaches, chronic fatigue, and just feeling malaise because you actually have a low-grade chronic sinus infection that's never been totally addressed. So let's get onto this and let me show you the different sinus cavities, and then I'll show you the protocol. Okay, so here we have this little picture of this man right here, and he has major sinus infections, chronic systemic infections, eyes bulging, eyes watering, throat that's sore and raspy. So let's go on here. So let me go over, first of all, where these sinus cavities are at so you can understand what we're trying to do when I show you this protocol. Now, this protocol has been refined and refined and refined clinically over hundreds and hundreds of cases that I've helped with people that are suffering from chronic sinus infections or even migraine headaches. I've had people that have had systemic migraine headaches, and they've done tons of different stuff, and it comes down to being that they have a sinus infection that was never really cleared up. All right, so what I want to show you right here is basically the different sinuses and sinus cavities that you have in your skull. So here we have the frontal sinuses, which is basically right in here, the sphenoid sinus, which is basically straight back and up in your nose, ethmoid sinus, and then the maxillary sinus. And the maxillary sinus is right in here. All right, so I really like this picture the best. This kind of really shows you. So in here, we have the frontal sinuses. And then if we look over at the side picture right here, you can see where the frontal cavity is. It's basically, you know, right in the frontal bone right there. Then we have that ethmoid bone, and you can see that's right in here. Now, where is that when it comes to your body? So if you'd open your mouth, and the ethmoid bone or ethmoid sinus is right here. So a lot of times I'll have clients do just on a Zoom call is just stick your thumb right up in the roof of your mouth. And what you want to do is you want to push really, really hard up there. You want to push straight up, and then you want to push out towards your teeth. And if that is all, if that's any mild pain, that's telling you that you have a low-grade mild infection. Now, people that come to you, they have brain fog, brain fatigue, and just feeling horrible. And I ask, well, have you had any sinus infections? And they'll say, yes, I've had sinus infections. So let's do a couple things here and actually see if it's a low-grade sinus infection. All right, so that's the first thing. You put your thumb on the roof of the mouth and push straight up and then out to your teeth. And here we're checking the ethmoid sinus. Then another thing I'll have people do is this is the maxillary sinus. So the maxillary sinus is this purple area right here. You can see where this is on your like skull. So it's right here, right where these bones are. What you can do right here is get your fingers and push really hard right on the bridge of your nose, right here. Push in there, go out, push hard. Now, it should be, you should feel like a dull, achy, it should be like a pressure bone pain, right? Anything more than that would indicate that there's some junk up in your sinuses that are still there causing problems. Now, when you think about a low-grade systemic chronic infection, and you may not even know it's there because you're so darn used to it, you just think it's normal, right? So if you think of this low-grade chronic sinus infection there day in and day out, this is going to wear you down. Your body knows that it's there, and this slowly wears you down. It slowly wears your immune system down, and this can actually cause poor sleep and cause sleep apnea and cause snoring, because when you sleep at night, if there's low-grade sinus infections there, that stuff can drain down into your lymph, down in your neck, and cause poor sleeping. All right, now this picture is really, really critical to understand how significant this can be to just brain function. All right, so remember the sinus cavities were like basically sitting here, the maxillary was sitting here, and this right here, see this bone right here? That's a sphenoid bone. Now, what's so critical about that is right where the sphenoid bone is, this is where your olfactory nerve comes, and your olfactory nerve is your smell. So right above here in your nostrils, right there is the ethmoid bone. Let me just give you some good visuals right here. Right here, right? That's the bridging between your two eyes. And then right there is your olfactory bulb getting right into your brain. So we have a sinus cavity. We have sinus cavities here, here, and the maxillary. And then what do we have right in that spot right there? That's your ethmoid plate. That's where the olfactory nerve puts little holes in your bones right here. So when you smell something, you can actually smell because your nerves, your olfactory nerve, your good old smeller, needs to be able to smell those senses. And that goes up to your brain. Now, check this out. There's little holes in this bone right here. I'm going to blow this up so you can see this. So we're looking at this picture right here. So you can see your olfactory nerve or olfactory tract. And then you can see these little holes where the nerves go through into your bone or into your nose. Now, guess what happens? If you have a chronic, low-grade systemic sinus infection that you don't even know that it's there, those little bugs, the little bacteria getting up into your brain right in here. This is your brain right in here, folks. That is your brain. So now let's say you take fluoroquinolones, you take Cipro, you take Levaquin, you take Flagyl. Guess what happens? You already have a breached blood-brain barrier. Yes, when God designed us, we have a blood-brain barrier and a gut-brain barrier. And that atomic bomb, the antibiotics, will destroy your brain barrier. Now, if your brain barrier is already under attack because you have systemic low-grade sinus infection that you may or may not be aware of, then you take the atomic bomb. That atomic bomb destroys your brain-gut barrier. All these bugs get into your brain right here. Your brain gets inflamed. You have neuroinflammation. That might cause weird neurological symptoms. A fancy word for that is dysautonomia. You might get fat. Your heart rate. Your heart might start to race. You might get sweating. You might get anxiety. You might get GI issues. All because you have a low grade systemic sinus infection that's there all the time, and you don't know it's there. Now, clinically, I've helped thousands and thousands of people. This is a big deal. This is a big deal that really when people come to me, what am I trying to do? I'm trying to find what's the low-hanging fruits? What are things that are really hindering your body's ability to heal and function? That's my job. That's what I'm really good at. That's where I act as a guide. When clients come to me, I help clients all over the world. We're acting as a guide. We're working as a team. So it's like an onion, right? You start peeling the layers of the onion away until you get to the root cause. So you got to work someone's case. I call it working the case as a guided program to see what's happening to get you recovered. Okay, so this picture, what I really just want to show you is side by side. So we have your olfactory nerve right here. That's going to be right in here. And then you can really see, you know, the sinus glands right in here. This is where this sinus gland is here. This is where the sphenoid sinus gland is here. And right here, this is where the maxillary sinus gland is. So you can see those glands are really right by your brain. And your brain is very, very susceptible to bugs, to viruses. Like you have this chronic junk in there, it gets in your brain. And it causes your brain to be inflamed, which is the fancy word is called neuroinflammation. And some clinical signs of that would be brain fog, brain fatigue, not feeling well, gut issues, a whole bunch of different weird neurological symptoms where you go to a doctor, and someone says that you're crazy, here's some antibiotics. But in reality, you have a condition called dysautonomia, which just means that your nervous system is out of whack and it's firing when it shouldn't, and it's stopping when it shouldn't. Just a bunch of weird neurological symptoms. But there's help. Now, when it comes to your brain, we've all heard of the lymphatic system, right? So the lymphatic system is where a lot of your immune system is held in. Like if you ever got a sore throat and your lymph nodes are swollen, that's your lymph system. Now, there's a system in your brain called your lymphatic system. Now, it's just like your lymphatic system, like in your neck here, but it's called your lymphatic system, and it is in your brain. Now you can see the lymphatic system is kind of around the whole entire brain. And this is really new research in the last 10 years, is you need to have a good lymphatic system that's draining, and your lymphatic system gets rid of bad bugs and a bunch of bad debris. All right, so this is what the research shows about the glymphatic system. Here's a research article, but I'm just going to kind of read this to you here really quickly. So what does the glymphatic system do in your body? It promotes efficient elimination of soluble proteins and metabolites from the central nervous system. So what is it? It's the big garbage disposal, meaning that if you have a poor glymphatic system, meaning if it's not draining, you're going to have all these proteins that are going to build up around your brain, and this is going to cause more neuroinflammation. You can see how this is a disaster if you have a poor glymphatic system, and if you've had sinus infections in the past, and you're still suffering from something currently today, there's almost 100% certainty you have some degree of low-grade chronic sinus infection that's just never been addressed. Like, you don't even know it's there. You're just so used to it all the time. Here's a very new article, basically from 2023. So July of 2023. So less than 10 months old. And this is what they're saying. The glymphatic system, an emerging therapeutic approach for neurological disorders. So there's actually concrete research that if you have a poor glymphatic system, your brain is not going to be working well. All right, so this right here, this is the article. So if you want to geek out, if you're into geeking out, you can totally geek out about this. The BBB is the blood-brain barrier. I mean, so this is a very in-depth article, less than a year old. Now, this thing right in here, all these references, look at all the references to this article. Like, there's got to be a hundred different references on how the glymphatic system can indeed cause neurological deficits when that system's not working properly. Okay, so let's get down to the protocol, because there's a lot of powerful things that you can do to recover from mild, low-grade chronic sinus infections. Okay, so the first thing here is what we call is a navage. Now, you need to get a navage. You don't want to get a nebulizer, you don't want to get a neti pot, you need a navage for this protocol. This is very, very critical for the protocol to like clean out your sinuses is through the navage. So this is on Amazon. You can see the link right down in here. It's $100. Now, let me just show you what this thing does. Now, this is the navage right here. Now, the navage actually has a motor and it pushes saline solution. Here's a tank. You see that tank there? It pushes the saline solution in one nostril and out the other and down here into like a reservoir. So you can see how this would be rinsing all your sinus glands. It would be rinsing the sinus glands up in here, the ethmoid and the maxillary sinuses. So this is important to do the navage, and it's a saline solution. Now, on top of that, what you want to do is when you buy this navage, you can see this right in here. This right here just opens up, and then you buy these little packets of saline solution, and then that water from that little package rains in here. Now, what you want to do is you want to buy colloidal silver. Now, why do you want to use colloidal silver in the solution? Here's a research article from 2020. There's thousands of articles on how colloidal silver is God-given natural antibiotic and natural fungal killer. Colloidal silver is a very, very powerful tool that can be used to kill bacteria naturally. And guess what? With exactly zero side effects. So if you want to geek out right here, this is the research article. There's hundreds of these. Colloidal silver can kill gram-negative and gram-positive bacteria. So what you're going to do, you're going to get this navage. You're going to get this colloidal silver. You're going to put a tablespoon of colloidal silver into this solution. So once you open this up, it's just like a little cup. The saline solution will enter in there, and then you put the colloidal silver in there, and then you do the navage. You want to rinse this, and you want to rinse your sinuses. Could be one day, one time a day, could be twice a day. This is a very, very critical protocol. Now, you can see here, this is what it looks like. So this is the navage right here. And if you can look here, okay, you can see the volume of water in here, right? Now, when you do the navage, let's move it over right here. Now, you can see how the water has decreased, and the water ends up going in this reservoir or the saline solution with the colloidal silver. You put colloidal silver in there, and that is a very, very critical protocol. Now, in here, if you want to geek out and actually show the video, you can watch the video right here. Now, this is the next important critical protocol of this sinus rinse or sinus killer, whatever you want to call it, protocol, is you need to have a massager. Now, this right here, it's $20 on Amazon. Research shows that percussion, vibration can break up biofilms. It can break up bacteria. So what you're going to do is you're going to do this vibration and you want to put a towel like over your forehead and your sinuses. You're going to put a towel on there and then you're going to use this massage. You're going to need to figure out which head is most comfortable, right? This product has whatever. They have 10 different heads. So what you want to do is you can lay down on the floor. You can stand up. I would suggest laying down on the floor. You put the towel over your forehead, and then you do the vibration on your sinuses right here, right? Because your sinus is right in here. Put the towel on your forehead. So you put the towel, then you massage it through the towel, right? So what are we doing? We're breaking up and vibrating the sinuses. We're loosening up the junk. Now, at the same time, vibration also gets your glymphatic system, your brain flowing, right? The fluid in your brain that goes around and will get rid of the debris. Like if your glymphatic system's not flowing, it's the trash isn't getting picked up. If the trash isn't going to get picked up, things start to stink, right? Cockroaches and rats start to migrate towards the stinkiness. What happens in your brain is that doesn't happen, but what you get is you get neuroinflammation and your brain starts to degenerate and decay over a long period of time. So you want to do this percussor, and I like the towel just because it takes some pressure off of the bones, right? Off of the skin. So you percuss here, you can percuss right here over the towel, and then you can percuss on your bridge. Now, also too, if you put your thumb in there, and it's sore up there, you can do manual therapy. You can just get your thumb and kind of hold it just like this and get in there and push up and out. Now, when I'm in there with my thumb, I'm like this, pushing straight up, and then I'm pushing up and out to my teeth. What are we doing? We're getting things moving. We're getting your glymphatic system moving. Now, also what happens when it comes to our skull, let me blow this up a little bit. You see these things right here? They're called sutures. So the bones come together and you can see all these different colors right here. These are different bones that come together in your face. So your face isn't one bone, right? Or your skull isn't one bone. It's many different bones. So you can see here is if we can get on here and we can start to do the percussion with the vibrator, we can move these bones a little bit. And when you move the bones a little bit, you can create motion in there. Just it doesn't need to be a lot, just a little bit of motion in there, and we can free up some of the sutures. We can get the glymphatic system moving. We can get the chronic systemic sinus infection moving and get it out of you and get the lymph flowing, get the glymphatic system flowing, get the blood flow going, doing the navage and getting rid of all the junk in there. This is a very, very powerful protocol that I've come up with, and I feel like I finally like really, you know, like nailed it here. I've done enough trial and error and I know what needs to be done. Now, this is one therapy, right? This is one protocol. When clients come to me, I might be doing 5 or 6 different protocols at the same time. So for example, they might be doing this sinus rinse. They might be changing their diet and eliminating foods that they can be sensitive to, causing more low-grade inflammation. I might have them do a chi machine. I might have them basically take vitamin D or magnesium. There's a bunch of different things that can be done in combination to increase your God-given healing ability. So if you've enjoyed this, please like, comment, and share this with a loved one. And remember, is where there's hope, there is help. Take care. Bye-bye.